I think we're going to go ahead and start. And if someone joins us in progress, that's fine. We're so grateful that you're here. God bless you for being here. It's good to see Dawn with us today, Ken, and everybody. Good to see Terry and Dave. Just everybody, we appreciate you being here. And we have a program, and I'm so grateful. I was going to schedule an acting troupe that came a few months ago, and people started saying, no, we want to do our own. And I appreciate Sister Becky for taking control of this and doing it, because quite honestly, I don't think I had the time. But this is a beautiful production, and everyone in the cast are just the most amazing, beautiful people in the cast and the singers. So we're thankful for the work that they put into this, and you're going to be blessed. Now, because we're having a program, I'm not going to necessarily be preaching. We'll say a few words later. But we're going to receive the tithe and offering now, and we will be asking prayer requests right now. I was going to wait to the end of the service, but let's do it right now. We need to pray for Kevin and Jennifer Smith. Jennifer's dad passed away this last week, and it's a kind of an unusual situation because he was in the Dominican Republic, and they have to get him back home to Canada. Pray for them. They've got a lot of logistical things, and of course, losing your father is devastating, and also pray for Kevin's mom. She just had a surgery. And also we want to pray for his daughter, Sabrina. And he has a couple of cousins that have cancer. Anyone else, we want to share your need, and we'll pray together. Brother Dave? Yes. Keep Melva in our prayers every day. Brother Hurton? Praise God. That's a very good answer to prayer. Anyone else? Don't want to miss anyone. Let's pray together. Precious Savior, we pray for mercy. Lord, that you will just overwhelm Jennifer and Kevin with your love and your support, comfort. Help them with all of the business things that's involved, and give comfort to their hearts for the loss of the father. We pray, Lord, that you'll minister to Kevin's mom, that you'll give her a miracle of restoration and healing and recovery. Pray, Lord, for those cousins, a miracle of healing grace. We thank you for Brother Arton's touches. We continue to be with him in a mighty way. Pray, Lord, that you'll touch Sister Watson and Brother Henry with your everyday support and strength. Minister to them. Touch Melva. Lord, minister great restoration and strength to her body. Lord, you're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. You can do all things, and we trust you today. Nothing is too difficult for you, and we commit these needs in our hearts, Lord, into your care. Bring your mercy. Bring blessing upon our presentation today. We honor and give you glory. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask Donnie to come and receive the tithe and offering. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now we introduce to you the Christmas a song followed by a Christmas promise. It doesn't bother me to say that this song is also part of the Christmas promise. Y'all, bless you.
Please turn to page 240, I think it's 5, yeah, 245. O come all ye faithful, verses 1 and 3. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to say welcome. Thank you all for coming and being here this morning. We hope that this blesses your heart. We've worked hard and we've prayed a lot, but we wanted to celebrate Christ and we wanted to get back to the basics. The basics, Jesus born. Jesus could not have died if he had not been born. So I thank the Lord for, and I thank God for his gift of his son, Jesus. And we present to you now the Christmas promise.
I love it when we decorate our tree together. Our tree is so beautiful, isn't it? I love Christmas. It's so fun to open gifts.
It is a beautiful tree, isn't it? And it is fun to open gifts on Christmas. But it's important that we remember the greatest gift given in all time, the gift given by our Lord. Does anybody remember whose birthday we celebrate on Christmas?
Yes. Jesus's. Yes.
That's right.
Daddy, can you tell us the story of Jesus again?
I'd love to. It's my favorite story to tell.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to all. story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell me the story of Jesus.
A long, long time ago, so long that it's hard to imagine, God promised a new king. He wasn't any ordinary king, like the ones we see on TV or in books. He would be different. He would be a new king, a rescuing king, a forever king. And you know what? One precious night, God kept his Christmas promise. Would you like to know how he did it?
Yes.
The Christmas story starts with an angel. Whoosh! He came from God to see Mary. The angel had a special message. Mary, you're going to have a baby, and he'll be a special baby. God promises that your baby is going to be king, and not for just a little time, but forever and ever. He will be the forever king. Mary was going to marry Joseph, so God sent another angel. Whoosh! He came to see Joseph. The angel had a special message. Mary is going to have a very special baby, the angel said to Joseph. Her baby is going to be king and will rescue his people. He will be a rescuing king. God had promised that his new king would be born in a little city called Bethlehem. And that's where Mary and Joseph went.
Stars.
But Bethlehem was very, very busy with lots and lots and lots of people. So when the baby was born, he had to sleep in a manger instead of a bed. All the other mangers in Bethlehem held food for hungry animals to munch, but this manger held a tiny baby. He was God's special new king. The shepherds in the field had such a surprise. It was quiet and dark, and the sheep were all snoozing when, whoosh, an angel popped into the sky. And now the sky was bright, and the shepherds were so, so scared. But the angel had a special message for them. "Don't be afraid. I have wonderful good news for you," the angel said. "God's chosen king has been born tonight. He's going to rescue his people, just as God promised. He will be the rescuing king." And then lots and lots of other excited angels joined in to celebrate.
Peace on earth and mercy, my own.
The shepherds were really excited. They went rushing to see the new king. And there he was, lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. Shepherds were not the only ones who had heard the good news about the promised new king. Some wise men living far, far away had also been sent a message. It was quiet and dark, and they were all watching the stars when, whoosh, a new star popped into the sky. The star had a special message. The wise men knew what it meant. A very special king had been born, the king for all of God's people. This child was the promised new king.
Come, come, Emmanuel.
the wise men, were so excited. So they went on a long journey to see the new king. And there he was, just as the star had shown them. Everything God promised came true. There are lots and lots of different kings in the world. But God sent the greatest king of all. He sent a new king, a rescuing king, a forever king. And do you know what this king's name is? His name is
Jesus!
You know, after hearing this story again as a mother, you know, the Bible says that Mary pondered these things in her heart. I wonder if she really knew, if she knew what would lie ahead with her and Jesus, what he would do for the world. I wonder if Mary knew.
And when you kiss your lips.
I will try not to cry. That song touches my heart because I'm a mother. And I do wonder, did Mary know? Did she have any idea what the Christmas promise really was? I would like to say a special thank you to Donnie, Audrey, Claire, Evan, Jacob, Destiny, and most especially Debbie. She's been there for us, and she didn't know she was going to have to do all this, playing of all this piano, until I said, oh, Debbie. And she's there, and she does it with a wonderful heart. And I'm so grateful for everything. I hope the Christmas promise touched your hearts, and I hope deep inside of you, you will remember what this special, I know we do, we all do. We know it's Jesus' birthday, and we all know that we celebrate this wonderful, wonderful event, because like I said, without it, if we didn't have Jesus' birth, we couldn't have Jesus' death, and our sins would not be forgiven. And I'm very, very thankful for the Christmas promise. Now, if you all would grab your songbooks and turn to page 191, we're going to sing Joy to the World.
Cast members, the Lord bless you. Now, I'm sorry I'm handing it to you with the thorns. Thank you so much, Audrey. What? Take it from the bottom. Maybe. Now, the guys, I don't care so much. I think that everyone did a marvelous job. One more time. Let's give them a hand of appreciation. Thank you, one and all. And Sister Becky for leading us. I said a while ago, I didn't have time. I also don't have the talent. I forgot that while they were singing. Boy, they can really sing. We're a small church, but we've got big talent, and I appreciate it. Thank you for using your talents to bless the name of Jesus. I just want to say a couple of words, and then we're going to have a prayer. The presentation, the Christmas promise, is about a new king. There was a lot of kings before Jesus and many after Jesus. But he is absolutely the greatest king, and he was born into poverty. But God didn't leave him there. He sent the wise man with the gifts to give the ability for Joseph to take Jesus and Mary to Egypt to hide from Herod the Great, that was such a cruel rascal. But he was a new king, born, and Sister Becky, thank you for saying he had to die, but he was born so that he could die. And I love the birth of the Lord. I love Christmas time. Every song, even Baby It's Cold Outside. Pray for America. We got some things going on that sometimes I think, boy, my mom and dad would have taken steps back and said, what? Where in the world are you getting that from? But thank God we have truth, and our truth is based on the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us the story of Jesus. He is the rescuing King. God spoke to both Mary and Joseph and said he's going to save his people from their sins. That's how he rescues us. We needed a Savior. We needed a rescuing King. And Jesus is that. And he's also the forever King. I look at the prophecies of the Old Testament and I think, wow, that it's amazing how God looked forward and then he used willful men and women to accomplish his will. He used Mary and Joseph, and he used many others. He had prophets and prophetesses, and God just put everything in place that his son was born, that he lived his life, and he died for our sins, and he rose again on the third day, and he went on to be with God. He is sitting at the right hand of God on a throne. And forever and ever and ever, the book of Isaiah promises a millennial time where there's 1,000 years of peace, and then after that, the ages of ages or forever. The song Amazing Grace says, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as a sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. He is our forever King. We are forever people, and we definitely need a Savior. Jesus came so that we might say, yes, I believe in the virgin birth. Yes, I believe in a perfect life, a perfect sacrifice, one that Jesus could have come down off of that cross with just a word. But he submitted to the will of the Father to be the sacrifice so that he might be that eternal King. We believe in his death and resurrection. We believe that he ascended unto God and that now he makes intercession for you and I. If we just call on his name, he comes into our heart. Isn't that so easy? Mike, there's nothing in this world that's easier than becoming born again. Talking to a fellow at work last week, he said, what do you think we have to do? I said, Jesus said you must be born again. I said, I don't care. There's 137,000 Christian denominations. You say, what's wrong with Christianity? I don't know. It's just that everybody has a different idea. But Jesus had the one and only idea that's important. It doesn't matter what church, it matters that you're born again. If the church doesn't teach it, then it's not going to help you. What the Word of God promises, if we accept him as our Savior, he will come into our hearts and live forever. I was saved when I was 8 years old, and I'm going to tell you that's a long time ago. But it's still good today, and when I've been there 10,000 years, it'll still be good. I'll be thanking God for that day when I was 8 years old, and I said yes to Jesus. So I want us all just to say yes to Jesus today. Let's pray together. Lord, we're thankful for this congregation today. I pray your blessing upon each and every one. And Lord, let us all, we say, well, I've been saved a long time, but I want to say yes to you today. I want to say yes, Jesus, I believe in the beautiful story of your birth. I believe, Lord, that you came to this world to save us from our sins. I believe that you died on the cross and that you rose again the third day. And I'm so thankful you ascended back to the Father after 40 days, and today you hear everything that's on our heart. Lord, not only the need for salvation, but the need for everything that we encounter through life. You care. Your word says casting all of our cares upon you because you care for us. All of the worries, all of the frets, we bring them before you today. We say, yes, I believe in Jesus, and I will serve you. I pray, Lord, your strength on us during this season, that you'll bring blessing, that you'll touch people who are suffering during this time, some suffering the loss of family, some suffering other things, bad news from a doctor. But I pray today, Lord, that our hope be in you, that we're going to serve you, and that our lives will go on forever because we've made a commitment to the eternal King. We love and give you honor and praise. Pray, Lord, that if there's anyone here with a need, that you'll minister whatever the need is. Lord, we have all kinds of situations. We have needs of salvation. We have needs of healing. We have needs, Lord, of strength in our bodies. We have needs of a direction on how we should go. We need blessing on our work. We need blessings on what we're doing for you. Give us that direction and those blessings in Jesus' name, I pray. And I want to know if there's anyone that needs special prayer. We'll come to you and pray for you if you need a touch. Oh, the Lord is always here. He's always here. Thank the Lord for his presence. Anyone at all? Praise God. We're going to pray for Sister Watson. In the beginning, I was supposed to tell you we're having lunch, hopefully, in 10 minutes. The last time we announced that, Spaghetti Factory was a little late. Now, this is Hickory Pit. We have ribs, we have chicken, and we have brisket. We have plenty. We want everyone to stay with us, and we're going to have a wonderful lunch. But after that, we're going to gather back and we're going to have present exchange. You say, well, I didn't bring a present. Don't worry about it. We've got about 12 extras. So we've got plenty. We can almost double, almost, but not quite. But we have presents. We just want to play a game of exchanging presents and stealing them. It's, you know, it's like we become Grinches or something, right? We're going to steal that gift. And the one that I brought, I'm sure it'll be stolen four times. And it's only legal to steal it three. So, but anyway, we want you to stay for all of the fun and Again, I appreciate Sister Becky and all of our singers and actors. They ought to get an Academy Award and Grammys, each and every one. We appreciate you. Thank you for blessing us today. Next Sunday is the 23rd, one more Sunday before Christmas, one more Christmas tie. Or I might even cheat and do the one right after on the 30th, I think it is. But we will see. That's up in the air. But we appreciate you being here. God bless you for fellowshipping with us today. We want you to have a great day in the Lord. Lord, we're thankful for everyone that's here. And we want you to bring blessing on this day and this week and this season. Bless the food that we're about to enjoy. And we pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen our bodies with the food, strengthen our lives with your presence and the fellowship we have with each other. In Jesus' name. Absolutely. If you can't hear our applause, maybe we'll do it again in there. We appreciate Janet helping and all of the people that it just, Debbie and I were talking about this yesterday. When you're a small church, everybody does something. And you just being here is a big thing. Thank you for being here. God bless you. We're looking forward to a great time. And I know we've got some videos from YouTube and stuff. It's going to be quite a hilarious afternoon, you know. Someone asked me the other day, do you guys still roll? I said, not so much. Well, holy rollers, you know. But we worship the Lord, and we have a good time. And we probably wouldn't scare too many people away, hopefully. God bless you.